CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. Monday morning, it's voting day today. For many people, it's just a day off. I know people who just don't care, hey? I know some people are like, nah, long weekend for me means I'm not going to be in my municipality to vote and I don't care. That's how some people feel. And you can't blame them, right? And you can't. If someone doesn't like voting and they think it's a dumb waste of time, then that's what they think. They're not going to go and vote. They're not going to prioritize that. But for those of us who are going to vote today, I'm not sure. Pumi and Canton laughed at me on Thursday when we were doing the burning platform, and they said, I asked, like, what time should you go and vote where there will, you know, be less people and the queues will be shorter? And they laughed at me and said, ha, 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 queues. There won't be any queues. So I don't know. I'm thinking I might go, because they open until quite late at like 9 o'clock at night or something. So I'm actually going to go somewhere where I think, because I live in a neighborhood where there are quite a lot of fat people. So what I think I might do is, because fat people always prioritize their food, right? So supper time is probably like 6, 7. So I reckon if I go around 6, 7 o'clock, then I'll have no queue at all.
Cause no, Gareth, the fat people eat. If you're going that route, then you'll need to automatically surmise that fat people have to eat all day in order to be that fat.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't help me at all. Now you've screwed up my whole plan. Well, what do you suggest? You're not helping me.
The best bet, take an old person. Like, that's what I do. I always go with my gran. Yeah. And you go straight in front. You're like, oh, no, I'm with her. So I also need to vote now. And then you're done.
Excellent.
That's the trick.
Yeah.
Only problem is all my old people are dead.
My mom's in a wheelchair, but she's in a different voting district.
Oh. See, that doesn't help. Damn. See, I don't have any old people. All of mine are dead. So I don't know what I'm going to do. You could borrow one.
Dilemma.
You go and pick up some old deer like with dementia from the old age home and just say to her, come, you're coming with me to vote. What? What did you say, Mary Poppins? What did you say? Yeah.
Just to help sit in the car and just wait until you see someone struggling to get out the car and then go and help them.
And then you just say, like, yeah, but I'm with them. We're family.
Right.
You know? I need to drop them off at home.
Is that as bad as taking a paraplegic parking? Or
No. I think it's worse. Yeah, yeah.
This
is worse. This is worse than taking a.
Does it qualify as parking. Elder abuse? I mean, you are still taking them for a vote. It's like an outing.
No, well, you're making a mockery of two things there. Now, you're making a mockery of the aged, right?
Yeah, sure.
And also the sort of sacrosanct thing that we all believe keeps us together, democracy. You know, you're really pissing on two really important things. So I'd say this one's worse.
Well, okay, but I
it's also kidnapping, so, you know.
Right. Some problems here.
I just want to say, on that note, speaking of kidnapping.
Yes.
As we do normally.
Yeah. One has to note how much of a hero I am, having been a Teguini this weekend and surviving that pandemic, because as we know, everyone in that area is just getting kidnapped, right? But
yes, I was in Teguini for one shot. If you're in politics, you get killed. It's bad there.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Plus, you know, I was around a whole lot of Zulu people and I didn't get kidnapped.
Iyo baban iyo.
Yeah. Survived kidnapping. You know what I was looking for? I was looking for a meme of I marked myself safe from kidnapping in Durban, but it's just not out there.
You can make your own. So, Mbulelo, what is this video you sent me about Durban? This is from a hotel room or something. What is it?
Yeah, yeah. So that's where I was staying. And so when you get to Durban, everything seems to take a little bit longer. You know, the service is just a little. And when you're there, I realized why. So it was an absolute scorcher yesterday, right? And I got up and it's moving, grooving. And then you just walk by the promenade there, right? By the Suncoast Casino there.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, this is why the people down here are just, you know, at volume 3.
Yes.
Is that, of course, you're going to be like that when you live in this environment. It's just, it's unbelievable.
So let's watch this video and have a look and see if we agree with him. Here's Durban as per Mbulelo, right? Nice view. You got that beautiful sea right in front of you. You know, I've always said, like, Durban is a bit like Miami. It's got that Art Deco look. It's got that always round the year pleasant weather. It's got that mixed sort of cultural thing, whereas Miami's got the Hispanic influence and the Cuban and the, you know, Caribbean influence. Like, Durban has got the Zulu mixed with the Indian influence, mixed with the there's something special about that place. I love Durban. I mean, it's, I know this is going to piss off all the Cape Townians, but if I did have to live outside of Joburg, like if I was chased out of Joburg for some reason, and I had to choose another place to live in South Africa, I don't think it would be Cape Town. Hey, I think it might be Durban.
Mm.
Really?
Very easily.
Mm. Yeah.
Very easily. So, it's
guys, speaking of old people, which we were talking about just a second ago, did you hear what happened to Joe Biden over the weekend?
No.
So listen to this quickly. Mm-mm. This is very embarrassing. I mean, he's already an embarrassment, but oh my God, just listen to this. This Joe Biden, apparently, this is a tweet that someone on the White House press corps actually put out. The word around Rome, because he was visiting the Pope, the word around Rome is that Biden's meeting with the Pope was unusually long because Biden had a bit of a bathroom accident at the Vatican, and it had to be addressed prior to him leaving. I know we joke often about this, but this is the actual rumor going around Rome now, that he had a bathroom accident.
Who on earth can prove that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, no.
But they're starting to...
Why is the turd very artistic there?
The memes are coming out thick and fast. So apparently...
There's a lot of poo.
There's a lot of poo up the stairs to Air Force One. But you know what? The funny thing is, I mean, like, I find this hilarious because I found Joe Biden completely non-credible from day one. He's demented. He can't speak sensibly for more than 5 seconds. And they say he might have shat his pants.
So, wait, hold on. Sorry. The Catholic Church sodomized little boys for 3,000 years, and they kept that secret. And Joe Biden's pooping in his pants came out.
That's okay, right.
So we think these revolting people kept that, but the Joe Biden thing came out. Come on, guys.
So you
and
don't...
listen, I heard him speaking recently.
God. Yeah.
And I was actually really surprised. He spoke very fast, very coherently. I couldn't keep up with his thoughts, and he didn't even sound like he was reading. He was very fast and coherent.
Neither could he. Trust me, that's a fluke. that's like when he manages to keep the shit inside his pants.
Or maybe he needed to go do one, so he did his speech quickly.
I just think I think he's past being like together. Like, I really think he's starting now. You know, when a president of the United States shits himself at the Vatican, let's just imagine that is what happened. Because if it was a bathroom accident of any other kind, it wouldn't have been none of these reporters would be talking about it. It's now pretty much it's the word on the street, so to speak. So even if it wasn't true, it's so embarrassing. And there's something to be said about, like, you know, the guys now need to be put out to pasture. It's going very badly for him. His whole economic agenda, the bills that he's trying to pass for all this $3 trillion that he's trying to plow into the economy, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. It's just not coming together. And he's a disaster. He's basically, less than a year into the job, he's already a disaster in every possible way. And he was meant to be the sensible guy after Donald Trump. You know, the last 4 years we've had that orange man bad, who is easily the most dangerous person ever, according to a lot of people in America. The most terrible president that ever lived. Well, we don't count your chickens. Anyway. All right, so are you all three voting?
Yep.
Yes.
Are there people not still, voting? Are there serious torn people between, not voting?
I'm still torn between two parties. Well, I mean, I remember when, with the last election, I remember standing in the short queue, and two students walked by, and they were in their slippers, as the students do in this area for some reason during the day. I don't know why. still don't really understand. But
swag.
They they said, why are you guys wasting your time? Why are you bothering? And they laughed at us as they carried on walking. There are a lot of people who just won't vote, but then they can't complain, you know?
But are there any like people you take seriously that aren't voting? I mean, like people who say, I don't take voting seriously.
Yes. No, listen, I've tried this before.
That's weird.
I know at least three or four people who are very smart. Like you'd have to have your shit together, so to speak, if you're Joe Biden. You have to have your shit together if you're going to argue with them. And their opinion is, like, it is a waste of time to vote. They don't believe in it. They can give you a very good justification for it. And they think we're all dumb. They think we're.
But do they then not believe that any parties would be dangerous in leading the country?
No,
they won't prevent that.
They say it doesn't matter who you vote for; they're all useless. They're all shit. Which I mean, we kind of have this conclusion at least once a week on the show, right? Where we all look around and we look at politicians and we think, ugh, is that what we've got to choose from? But these people actually live that truth. They don't take part at all. They think that the minute you take part, you actually stain your own intellectual reputation. They don't believe that it's the right thing to vote. They think it's a completely stupid play-acting children's move, and they're not going to be part of it. So
what's their argument? Like just hyper individualism? Like
They're like I'll have borehole water.
Way to live.
I will use solar energy. I will have to pay taxes because otherwise they'll come and arrest me. But I will not take part in this. And if politicians come to my door, I'll treat them like Jehovah's Witnesses, chase them away with a broom. They don't want anything to do with it. So I don't know. I mean, like some people take that very seriously. Anyway, I do think it's really hilarious that we wake up on a Monday morning. First thing we talk about is the leader of the free world potentially shitting himself at the Vatican. And we're like, oh, no, but we all believe in democracy. Like this is the popular. This is what popularity contests get you, is someone who shits himself in front of the Pope. It is hilarious. Apparently, Durban, according to Corona's Boring, is where entertainers go to die. How's that? Sure. That's terrible. I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of people.
I don't know if I could live there.
A lot of people go there to die because it's, you know, old people like the sea. They like the
weather.
The weather's better for them, right?
Yeah. For the bones. They say that, you know, that it doesn't get that Joburg cold that cuts to the bone.
Correct.
Or even the Cape Town's weather can be horrible as well. Durban's very temperate.
Right. So, Leanne, you're on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
You're the only one. I think Simpiwe is also on there. That's not fair, right? Simpiwe, you were on there. In fact, you put up all of
work our purposes.
Yeah, but you also put you put all our TikTok stuff up, right?
Yes.
Jane still on? Is Jane Malachi still our most popular TikTok star?
Yes. At one point, she wasn't, and it did negatively affect her. She was mad. she was not okay, but she's back at that number one spot, and she keeps reminding us that, you know, she is, you know, number one when it comes to the numbers on TikTok.
Yeah, she is. She's the most popular.
I've never posted a video myself. I'm an observer.
I'm asking because people are talking here. Robin says TikTok is great when you get into it and they send you content just for you. Maybe give it another shot because some people were complaining about it earlier.
Oh yeah, that algorithm is on point. Like
really?
The content that you get
is
definitely designed for you and what are you into. And if you're into weird stuff, best believe that's the only thing you're going to see. You're not going to see any of the popular dances or anything that's
stuff?
Trending.
Yeah, what's the weird
stuff? Oh, there's very weird stuff. There is such weird stuff.
Okay, what's weird stuff? Tell me, I want to, if you're into weird stuff, what do both of you mean?
So at the moment, there is this, and sometimes these slip into your For You page, and everyone goes, how did I end up on the side of TikTok? And it's laughing, you know, but it's a laughing matter.
Yeah.
But there is quite a weird one at the moment. It's popped up twice on my feed now. And again, the TikTok joke is I tripped while I was running to the comments because I was running so fast to the comments because that's where all the real stuff happens is in the comments. And it's basically, it's got no start or end. So you just go into it
Yeah.
And it's a room with a green screen at the back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's three white people who look mentally challenged or very, very, very high on cheap drugs.
Okay.
And
meth heads.
They look like meth heads. And they're dancing randomly or sleeping in front of the green screen. Some of them are passed out. The one guy was wrapped in plastic at one point.
Is this the three?
He was kind of.
Is the same three people every time?
Yeah.
Okay, so they've got a channel.
The rumors are that because they don't speak, they don't ever say one word.
Right.
There are no words in the music. Uh-huh. It's like just this trippy dance stuff.
Oh, God.
They're dressed completely normally. Like, they're not dressed up to go out. They're either half naked or, like, wrapped in plastic. They look like they're prisoners, and someone's making them do this just for fun. It looks like they've been kidnapped, and someone just has a camera going in there all the time for fun and makes them dance and do weird stuff. So that's how weird it gets, even weirder than that.
Oh, my God. All right, well, listen. I'm not on there, so I don't know what to expect. But I'll tell you, like, Facebook's name change has made me laugh this weekend because there are a whole lot of memes that are going around about Mark Zuckerberg. There's this one, for example, Feta, because you know they changed it to Meta. It says Feta. And Leanne, you said that the Meta logo looks like a pair of droopy tits. Is that right?
Yeah, it does.
Look at that.
Definitely. If you put a nipple just above that blue line at the bottom.
It looks like a pair of droopy tits. That's the whole thing. So someone clever created an algorithm, an anagram for this. Meta stands for mental enslavement through algorithms, which I think is pretty clever. And then there's Feta, where he's wearing the block of cheese in his head. And then there's this one, make everything Trump again, Meta. Which is hilarious. The Trump supporters like that. And then there's meth instead of Meta, where they put like a meth head. Well, it's Mark Zuckerberg. But he's got a couple of teeth missing. And he's got the meth instead of Meta, which is hilarious too. So there's a lot of funny shit going on the internet at the moment. And if you're
going to find it anything worth watching, you'll find it on TikTok.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know what the algorithm is throwing at me, but none of it is entertaining to me at the moment. Although all I'm getting right now is like news feeds from Facebook. So it's all these different news channels around the world. There's even an Indian channel that was served up to me yesterday with like news out of India. But it's all – I don't know if it was – I think it was in Hindi. And I was like, how the hell did this get into my feed? Because I don't even speak – like I don't know a word of Hindi. Right. So I was completely confused by that. I don't know. Sometimes it obviously kicks up the wrong stuff. I did find this interesting. Joe Rogan posted this. This is pretty scary. A fact about the chimps that you might not know. And there's this very scary looking chimpanzee with enormous balls in the picture, right? Do you notice the balls?
Jeez, like
big balls.
They're bigger than these
thighs. Yeah. So apparently, with regard to chimps, the size of the testicles is directly related to how much the female chimps sleep around. Big balls are also connected to infanticide. Males don't want competition from up-and-coming male babies, so they kill them. They also don't want to walk around and wait around for the females to be done raising the babies before they can have sex again, so they kill the babies to force the females back into fertility. When male chimps kill baby chimps, it causes the females to mate with a bunch of different males, causing sperm competition. If you're going to have a sperm war, you're going to need a lot of ammunition, and that's why male chimps have enormous balls. Isn't that terrible? They really are. These are our closest relatives. This is how they behave.
Yeah. You know what? It sounds like some communities that we have right next door to us.
Like where?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean West Rand? Got you.
Oh, the West Rand. God bless the West Rand. Wonder who they're going to vote for. They probably have a chimp as their mayor soon. West Rand.
The devil. They've already voted.
Yeah, that's probably true. They've got devil's dorp. Yeah, they've.
That's it, yeah.
They Lucifer. Have a, yeah, that evil family in Krugersdorp that you know, caused all that shit. So here's some interesting facts about Joburg that I thought you might be interested in this morning, since that's the municipality that many of you are voting in. Here's a price comparison, like quality of life and cost of living between Johannesburg and other places. So consumer prices in Tokyo are 85% higher than in Joburg. Restaurant prices in Tokyo are 19.6% higher. Groceries in Tokyo are 159.6% higher than in Joburg.
So it's cheaper to eat out, actually, than buy groceries and cook.
I think so, but that's still, I mean, everywhere is higher than in Joburg, right? There's nothing higher.
Yeah.
Like, Tokyo is much more expensive in every possible comparison. Consumer prices in New York are 118% higher than in Johannesburg in New York. That's just phenomenal. And then in London, it's slightly lower than New York, but it's still high. Consumer prices in London are 89.6% higher than in Joburg. Rent in London is 346% higher than in Joburg. And restaurant prices are 104% higher. Groceries are 83.9% higher. That's a lot. Joburg is really, you know what, you may think Joburg is expensive, and it has become a little bit more expensive recently, but compared to New York, Tokyo, and London, look at how, you know, we live well in Joburg. So just something to think about.
And listen, both London and New York, so I had a friend of mine who, she lives in Luxembourg. She was here a couple of weeks ago, and I love when she's here because she's got all the money in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, they serve up absolute tosh as a steak. In New York, and they serve you absolute tosh in London, and they make you pay like £80 for steak, and it's nonsense. By the way, it might as well be like, I don't know, Vienna's.
Yeah,
you know,
it's horrible.
And so they come here for like you say, what is it, 158% less of the price?
Correct.
For the best steak in the world. Just go out every day when my friends are here from London, just, and they're just on it, you know, and they're just paying with, like, I don't know, they pick pennies out their pocket and just pay the whole bill.
Listen, you sort of use your petty cash, and that's just to pay for your holiday. You, like, find the change lying around in your sock drawer.
Yeah.
You're like, this will pay for my
holiday. Just throw it at the waiter.
Yeah, exactly.
Take this.
Pay for the holiday. But I just thought it would be interesting to look at that comparison, and you can actually, there's a website where you can compare the cost of living in two different cities.
Yeah.
And if you look at Johannesburg, your value, and I only chose Joburg because, you know, that's kind of the biggest city in South Africa, and it's the economic hub. I think Cape Town's probably a little more expensive than Joburg to live in. But it's interesting to compare these places. And if you do look across the world, you see it's suddenly not so bad to live here.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Well, I mean, this is, the people that we've been speaking to lately are expats, people who've moved from South Africa to go and make a life overseas, and we've been catching up with them. And the lifestyle changes they've had to make are crippling, are enormous because of the money. For me, the biggest is your food and your rent.
And things, you know, because here, obviously in South Africa, if you want to live a certain kind of lifestyle, you need to pay for private security. You need to pay for private schooling for your kids. You need to have medical aid. That kind of thing. Those things are very expensive here. But those are much, much cheaper in places where they have, you know, they have the social infrastructure, the welfare infrastructure to look after that stuff.
No, but still, I mean, even in America, if you want your kids to go to private schools, that still costs a fortune. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I know everybody thinks that their schooling that's available to everyone is just as good as our private schools. It is not.
Yeah.
We must get away from that fallacy as well. Is there are still private schools there that take them to another level.
Yeah.
And those cost a fortune, even by South African standards.
That is absolutely true. But, I mean, listen, university education in America is bloody expensive. Again, we think...
Yeah, you pay for it for the rest of your life.
Yeah, we think UCT, WITS, Tux, Rao, what is it now? It's Johannesburg, UJ. We think they're expensive, but compared to colleges in America, I mean, they'll put you into debt for like the first 20 years of your working life just to go to those universities. It's crazy. So there, you've got to compare apples and apples, and you've got to compare pears and pears or oranges and oranges, because there is a difference, obviously. And there's some things that you'll pay more for and some less, but you do have to kind of take stock sometimes and look at the whole perspective and look at it in context. before you make any decisions about whether you want to live somewhere else or if you just want to go and explore as a student or you want to go and spend a year kind of traveling and pay for yourself. And there are lots of South Africans who do that. And many of them will be heading back here for Christmas now after having spent a year working overseas or whatever. And they do that for a very specific reason. They come back here for Christmas, not only to be with their family and friends, but also because it's cheaper and because you can have a little holiday on your hard-earned, you know, foreign currency, whatever that might be. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Simpiwe, what's your plan for the voting for today?
I'm taking my grand with.
Yeah.
And that's the plan.
Okay.
And what's then afterwards, maybe do lunch.
Going? What time are you going, though? After the show?
No. Yes. So I'm thinking of taking her like midday at like 12 because she'll be ready. Because she also takes her time to get dressed. Like, you're staying with someone who's old. You learn patience. So I know I need to give her like 3 hours to get ready. And then once she's ready and she's like.
Is she going to dress up? It sounds almost like she's going to. Is she going to wear like a hat and like she's going to church or is she not going to dress up?
Yeah. Oh, my grandma's dramatic. Her whole. Like motto is people should never see you look like your struggles or your problems. So she's definitely one lady who takes herself quite seriously and is like, every time I leave the house, I need to look good. You never know who you're going to bump into. You never know who you're going to see. This might be my last day on earth. If I die, I want to look good. That's her thing. So I need to give her like 3 hours to get dressed and pick her outfit. And then I also need to like be like, yeah, this outfit, no, you've worn this outfit a bit too much, man. So you need to change. So we also do that. And that takes like 3 hours.
My gran had a very similar philosophy. And if I look at both of my grandmothers, they were always dressed up when they went out compared to what we're like now. And my gran always said she would never have mismatched underwear in case she was in an accident and her clothes had to be taken off.
Yeah. We don't think like old people anymore. We've become lazy. We've become slobs, don't you think? I mean, you said just now the students will pitch up for voting in their slippers. You know, they're poofy.
I come to work in tracksuit pants every day.
Yeah.
Like, imagine Simpiwe's grandmother came here.
She'd be horrified.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, you're not at work. I don't know what you're doing, but that's not. Even when I leave the house sometimes, she looks at me. She's like, are you leaving the house like that? I'm like, yes. She's like, whoo. What has the world gone to? Right. And I'm like, yes, okay, ma'am.
Yeah.
And I think I look good.
My domestic worker actually judges me when she sees me grab my keys and put my purse under my arm. She literally looks me up and down and like blows her mind. She goes, but you slept in that top.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just going to get some bread.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get some bread.
Horrified.
She goes, but can I iron it? Can you let me iron it at least? I'm like, no, it's stretch fabric. It's fine. And when I look at the way she dresses so beautifully. And it doesn't matter what's going on in her life. Her literal home burnt down and she pitched up looking immaculate.
Right.
And just makes me feel like such a slob.
A lot of people are saying that the rent in Cape Town is very high, though. I mean, it is higher than in Joburg. Yeah. That's true. It's much higher than in Joburg. But that's also because availability. Like around Joburg, you see student accommodation going up. Have you seen how much accommodation they've been building for students? And obviously, some of that is, you know, some of that is property developers and individuals who've invested in student property because they see it as a good income stream, which it is. That's a very good move. But I mean, here Therence is saying Cape Town rent is ridiculous. It needs to be regulated, but by who? See, the minute you give politicians the opportunity to regulate something like rent, you're asking for a world of pain. First of all, they're not going to help you. Politicians are not going to make laws that are suddenly going to make it cheaper for people to get a place to live. They don't do that. They're going to get in the way. They're going to create market forces that don't make sense. And then what's going to end up happening is that people are going to end up paying more for rent because they've tried to regulate it. Or the people who are building the apartments will stop building them because they'll realize, like, we're not going to make money out of this. Government is trying to regulate it. So we'll just stop building. Then there'll be even less housing. So it doesn't make sense.
And I think the tragedy of, I believe, South Africa, but largely Cape Town, is that actually South Africa came into the global market without being ready as a country. And Cape Town's a good example because actually when you travel and you look around the world, I'm not just saying this because I'm South African. Cape Town is the greatest lifestyle city in the world. I don't care whether you come from Chamonix, I'd take Zermatt on, I'd take all of them on, Banff, I'd take all of them on, because for 365 days of the year, you can do every activity. You can't play tennis in Switzerland in January. You know, Cape Town is so unique. So now all the Americans and Germans are buying all the property. Yeah, you know what I mean? Really, that market isn't for us.
Of course not.
So
we've let it happen. But it's still our fault.
Yep.
It's our fault. Like you always say, Mbulano, it's your fault.
Everything's your fault.
Dr. Robin says tracksuit pants are a sign you have given up. Don't own any, never will. Ah, come on. This winter I got through winter because of tracksuit pants, I won't lie. But then, you know, I was mostly at home. I don't go out in tracksuit pants. I've never actually left my house in tracksuit pants, but this winter.
No, it's like women who wear pumps.
Comfy as
when you wear pumps, you let me know you've given up as a lady. So
don't say that.
Maybe I'm, like maybe I have, I'm like the male pairs. Version of
what do you mean? No,
I see a lady in pumps, I'm like, oh no, sweet cheeks. Oh, you've given
what
up.
What must
I'm
she be
so
wearing? High heels.
Sneakers or high heels, yeah.
No, but sneakers don't complement every look. Like, what if I went to like a gala dinner and I was wearing heels and now like I'm tired of the heels? You can't be walking around barefoot. So what you do is you wear pumps. You can't wear sneakers with that. It doesn't look cute. It doesn't look like Mulalo. No.
I don't make the rules. I'm just telling you, when you're wearing pumps, what you're telling guys is I've given up. I'm just telling you. If you're wearing pumps,
I want you to just for 30 days dress as a woman should in your mind.
No.
I'd like you to
there's a pain for everything. There's a pain. Like, I don't have to go through
Says
a woman's
you with your
journey.
Balls hanging around in your track.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. Like I said, I've just realized now, Dr. Robbins taught me, I'm the woman version, the woman that's given up in pumps. I'm that guy now.
You are.
So, what about active wear? Active wear is fashionable now. You know, you wear your yoga pants to restaurants.
Yes. Have you not seen the Ivy Park collection by Beyonce? Like, that looks like a jump. And the track suits looking all stylish. Yeah. Like, even if you don't work out, you be looking slick.
Don't wear pumps. Please throw your pumps away. Burn them.
I don't care about this conversation at all. I don't care. I don't even know what pumps. What are pumps?
No, you don't need to know. Gareth,
I don't know.
I've got a pair on the floor.
Gareth, you should not be interested in any woman who has pumps. So don't worry about
it. Wait a second. I want to know.
Do not worry. Please don't learn what pumps are.
They're so comfortable. I don't understand. What did pumps ever do to you, Mbulalo? They are so comfortable.
Oh, right.
Oh,
those are pumps.
So what's wrong with those?
No, you've given up. Get some heels on or some sneakers.
So what's wrong with those, Leanne? It's nothing. What's Mbulalo's problem?
Mbulalo.
Up yours. Yeah, there we go.
They're so comfortable. Like, and they make sense. I don't understand. Like, if you're saying like flip-flops, maybe I'd understand. Pumps. No.
There's no Dr. Hanan today. There's no Collectomania because it's a public holiday today. And we're all voting. But we're only going to be doing the first hour, hey? You know that, right?
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Well, now you know. Just letting everybody in on that.
Oh. Thanks.
Oh. Well, good to know.
we have.
It's always the businesses that are in communication that are great at communication.
Sorry about that. I should have sent that round. So a couple of things. First of all, this is going to be very happy news for those people who love government. Raise your hands. Apparently, the G20 is on the go, and leaders of the 20 major economies have approved a global agreement which will see the profits of large businesses taxed at 15%. It's basically like a world tax. Mm. Now, I don't know why anyone would be excited about this. Why would anyone want these greedy, greasy, dirty politicians to find another way of sucking money out of the economy and parasitizing everything again? Why are we excited about this? You know, this is Joe Biden, because what's happened is that companies, because the companies are always smarter than governments, right? They've decided if Joe Biden is going to tax them at 25%, but President Putin is only going to tax them at 15%, then they'll move their company to Russia. Or the Mallorca, or they'll go to Malta, or they'll go to Brazil, or they'll go to Guatemala. Wherever the tax is lowest, that's where a company will go. And that's what companies should be able to do. That way we keep things moving, we keep the economy going, and the country that the business eventually resides in gets what they think is a fair tax rate. But there's got to be competition. Just like you go to different shops to buy carrots, and at one shop, carrots are cheaper than at the other, so you keep going to that shop. Now, what these guys are trying to do, these G20 fuckheads, is they're trying to create a global tax so that companies can't move. And of course, the G20 is not every country in the world. So all that's going to happen is that smaller countries who are not in the G20 are going to lower their taxes to attract those businesses. If you've ever been a business owner, you know that you'll go wherever you can to get the lowest taxes so that you can plow that money back into your business. These guys don't understand business. I guarantee you, out of those G20 leaders who are stuck in, where are they at the moment? Where are they?
They're their own asses.
No, I'm trying to say in Glasgow. They're in Glasgow in Scotland.
Oh, no wonder they're making bad decisions. It's grim in
Glasgow. I will bet you any amount of money that these assholes, none of them has been in business. None of them understands the first thing about making a cent. Every cent any of these people have earned is likely to be money that they earned from other people's money. In other words, taxing you. So they see tax as an income stream. They don't see it as a burden on people who are free and trying to make a living. So they're going to get together, these 19, it's the G20, but they're 19 of them. The European Union.
Well, Russia and who else is the big one?
Well,
they're just not there.
So no, China's in. Apparently, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping decided they'd only join by video link. They couldn't be bothered to fly to Glasgow.
See, yes.
These are the serious leaders in the world, these two, believe it or not. I mean, they're not by any means the best people in the world, but they're the serious ones. The rest of these people are glad-handing each other in Glasgow. Ha, 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 it's so good to see you again, Boris. Ha, 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 Joe, it's so nice to see you too. Bunch of fucking morons. Anyway,
I heard you shat in the Vatican.
Yeah, exactly. I hope so. Wouldn't it be funny if someone brought that up? So they're getting together. So Joe Biden says, here at the G20, leaders representing 80% of the world's GDP, allies and competitors alike, made clear their support for a strong global minimum tax. This is more than just a tax deal. It's diplomacy reshaping our global economy and delivering for our people. How so, except by making governments richer? And we know that doesn't trickle down to people. There is no government in the world that has turned tax into growth. The two things are completely separate. So I'm looking forward to hearing what happens here. But a global tax sounds to me like absolutely the worst idea. Let's see what happens. That's one of the headlines this morning. You want to hear another one? The Queen has been ill. Now, I know Bolelo doesn't care about the Queen at all. So I'm not
going to. I don't. She's never worked a day in her life.
That's right.
I don't care.
So apparently Boris has said the Queen is in good form. She's 95 years old. She was in hospital for a couple of days. He said, I spoke to Her Majesty, as I do every week. This week, she's in very good form. She's just got to follow the advice of her doctors and get some rest. I think that's the most important thing. The whole country wishes Her Majesty well. Go on, you old duck. I hope you feel fantastic by the end of the week. Hooray, watch her.
I've actually seen a video of her and Charles sitting next to each other on the sofa.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's like an Edwardian type sofa.
Yeah.
And they're watching a big screen very far away in a big room of Boris giving a speech. And the two of them are chuckling at him. They're laughing at him.
Because he's a joke. Anyway, that's a nasty cough, Leanne. You're going to go and spread COVID at the polls.
Yeah, that's exactly why my whole aim in life.
Yeah. Apparently,
you know, I'm that person.
I know. So Alec Baldwin, obviously still in the news as investigations continue into the fact that he shot someone dead on the set of his movie Rust. And in fact, he's finally given a comment. So here's a video of Alec Baldwin. He's being interviewed on the side of the road somewhere and someone drives past and hoots. Listen to this.
I can't. Okay. It's an active investigation in terms of a woman dying. Friend.
Obviously, Alec Baldwin is, yeah. So he's still very trigger happy. You can hear from that.
Oh my God.
People don't. People have no chill, huh? It's just absolute.
It's excellent.
Yeah, it's great.
Excellent.
And then Leanne has a very inspiring story about a man with one leg and his Halloween costumes. Now, we've got different pictures of this, so if you are on YouTube watching us this morning, you'll see the pictures. But this guy basically, do you want to tell us the story? What's his name? John something or another?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure of how to pronounce his surname.
Oh, wow.
Sundquist. I think he's
Sundquist, yeah.
Yeah, Sundquist. But yeah, he is a comedian, a writer, a former US Paralympian, a motivational speaker. He lost his leg to cancer when he was just 9 years old. But his life is just so amazing. He goes around inspiring people. And one of the things that he does is have this epic Halloween outfit every year. Yeah, he just looks in amazing shape. It's unbelievable.
So he's very fit. Let me
and
just
it,
explain.
It seems like,
I'm just going to explain to people who can't see us who listen on the podcast. So he's got one leg. It's his right leg. And he moves around. I mean, he's really functional on this one leg. He's the world's most famous monoped, they call him. And every year for Halloween, as Leanne says, he does a different dress up. So it started back in 2010 where he dressed up as the gingerbread man from Shrek. Which is hilarious because he's got the one leg is the one leg's been eaten off. So he has a great sense of humor too, and I mean he's extremely athletic, as Leanne says. So he's fit and he can actually balance on his hands, and you know that's obviously the inspiration for a lot of the costumes too.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, you can keep going through the pictures of his costumes during the year.
So then he dressed as a flamingo, where he uses the crutches. He balances on the crutches upside down and puts his one leg up, and as a sock, he's got the head of the flamingo, if you can picture it. It's incredible. And I mean, he walks around.
He said he was looking at flamingos and he was like, hey, that kind of looks like me when I do a handstand on my crutches. So that inspired that.
First of all, can I just say, it's hard enough to do a handstand when you have both legs and both arms on the ground. Doing a handstand on crutches is just unbelievable. And he's painted these crutches pink, and then he's got this bodysuit on. And it really does look like a flamingo. It's very, very clever. Then he dressed up as a, you know those football tables that have, we have one.
He's a genius.
Yeah. So he dresses as one of those guys on a football table. Where there's one leg in a block and then kicks around a soccer ball. Then he dressed up as the candlestick from Beauty and the Beast. That's also quite clever.
That's awesome.
Because there's just one leg. Then he dressed up as Tigger from Winnie the Pooh, but his leg is obviously the tail, and he bounces on the tail, which is brilliant.
Oh!
Isn't that clever?
He's got like two false legs that come out from each side of his hip.
Yeah.
Hips.
Oh, wow.
And then he's been the genie from Aladdin. So he's got the lamp with his foot in the lamp, obviously.
And that's awesome.
You know, it looks like the genie because the genie doesn't have legs. And then he's got the crutches as well, just to balance out. And then he dressed as Groot from, what is it called? Guardians of the Galaxy. So Groot growing out of a pot, basically, as a tree. Very clever.
Yeah. That was one of my favorites, actually.
And then this year's outfit's probably the cleverest one of all. He dressed as a microscope.
Yes.
So have a look at this.
What?
Yeah, he dressed as a microscope where you try and figure out what's going on over here. He's basically balancing on his forearms.
Okay.
He's got a mirror on the back of his head, which shines up on a tray, which is attached to his torso. And then his legs form the actual... The optical tube of the microscope. It's very clever. I mean, like this guy, and obviously, you know, you have to be fit as hell to be able to balance in these positions, because if you're going to dress up like this, you're obviously going to go to a Halloween party and then you're going to have to move around a little bit. And, you know, he's not just getting dressed in his apartment and taking a picture and then taking it off.
Yeah. And he actually, for his costumes, he makes molds of his body. And then this one dude actually designs the costume around these molds that are made
from
tape.
Very clever.
And obviously he doesn't stand like that or stand in or handstand in position the whole time. But when you look at him when he's standing up, it's like, what are you?
Yeah.
And then he just flips himself forward and he reveals what he is. It's so amazing.
But again, very cool. You know, here's a guy who could, if I lost a leg, I would be a misery and I'd just lie in bed and wait to die. But here's this guy who's like going out there and he's getting dressed up every Halloween and he's busy. He's like a motivational speaker, a comedian. He's got tons of stuff going on the rest of the time. And it just, again, shows you how inspiring some people are, how organized they are. How sorted out they are in terms of their mental strength. Forget about their physical strength. And this guy obviously also keeps his body in tip-top shape, which is just incredible. You know, he's got one leg. What's your excuse? That's always what I think.
Yeah.
Sure. He's all in. People say vacuous things that I have no time for, like work-life balance and ridiculous things like that. Like every now and then you get a gem like this guy. He's all in. Like that's all in. I mean, that guy is insane with one leg to be in that shape.
Yeah.
Sure.
Even his one leg is like it's Adonis's perfect. Leg.
Right, absolutely.
Why?
I don't like him. I don't need that in my life. That's a whole lot of pressure that I'm just like, woo. Now I need to check myself and be like, woo, I can do better. I need to do better because, no.
Exactly. I mean, I almost had three legs. Can you imagine the expectation?
I mean, three and. So I have a friend up here and she was getting dressed up for Halloween on Saturday and she was wearing this bodysuit thing. So she needed to put like these big plasters over her nipples, obviously, you know, because if you're wearing a bodysuit, you know, you girls know this, then, you know, you can't exactly wear a bra underneath it. And she didn't want to go out there like it was a, you know, an adult X-rated Halloween. So she said to me, open these plasters for me. Let me tell you something. I forgot. I haven't used a plaster for ages and ages because, you know, when you cut yourself, usually you – have you realized how badly packaged plasters are? You can never get those things out of the fucking plastic.
Horrible.
Why is a plaster the most difficult thing to open? And it's always when you're, like, bleeding to death, now you need the thing and you can't open it. And then you tear the plaster. Why are they packaged so badly?
Oh, talk about one leg. You've usually got to open it with one hand because the other one's bleeding.
Exactly. And they make it so difficult. Now, I want to know. I want to find out who it is who designs packaging for plasters and sit that person down and say, are you trying to actively kill people? Are you trying to make our lives an absolute misery? What is that all about? Why are plasters?
No, Dr. Hanan's not here.
No. He's not joining
but
us.
But you may be. I sense that the trauma of the time you nearly sliced your finger off trying to cut Mazo may still rest with you.
That was the last time.
And now you've actually been waiting.
Let me tell you something. Do not use plasters. Do not buy plasters because you'd be better off. You'd be better off making a tourniquet or turning a cloth, an old rag, into a plaster. At least you can put that around a wound. These things, you spend 3/4 of an hour trying to open them up and you're using your mouth and you're like, it's just a disaster. Who made these things?
So I'm guessing that wound care specialist is not up there with your career choices.
No. Useless at that stuff. Tell me I'm wrong. I mean, does anyone know how to open these things properly? Because they don't say easy to open. There's always the plasticky stuff at the back, and then there's like that papery, wax papery stuff on the front, and you can never get them open.
So I used these ones that are very confusing to open because they kind of form a film over your skin, very, very clear film. They're very, very difficult to get right, but once you do, they're amazing. And I know them well because I think anyone who has cats, and I mean, I've had up to 8 at any point.
Yeah.
You go through boxes of plasters one a month.
Well, because they scratch you.
Like just from playing and that sort of thing.
Okay.
So are there any plaster brands you'd recommend, Leanne, since you use
Well, I'm going to have to quickly go and get it. Another show and tell.
Yes, but I think what's great is, once again, in order for mankind to have the progress you've just given us here, Gareth, is women have to reveal their nipples to us in order to have progress. I think that's the takeaway from the story.
I agree. I agree. Yes. I think that's exactly right. They need to come to the party. Right.
So I've only got the enormous versions, but see, these are. Jeez,
the hell is, what the hell is that for?
What is that?
A pad?
An asshole. Like a pad. It's an asshole plaster. What is that? Joe Biden had one of those in his pants at the Vatican.
That's got the stickiness on the outside. It's small. If you look at the brownish piece, it's quite small.
Well, what would you use that for? To close a gaping axe wound in your head?
I didn't tell you one of my cats is a tiger.
Yeah, clearly. You're like Tiger King.
But yeah, that's next care. Those are the best to get. So I'm not going to waste a plaster.
No, don't waste it. You don't have to open it. But good
luck. You open it up.
Oh, so you open it up in the corner. Maybe that's maybybe I haven't read the instructions properly, but every single time I need a plaster, I've got a little first aid kit here at home. You know, you have to have these things lying around. You have to have disinfectants and that kind of thing. It's not a complicated first aid kit, but I need one of those in the car and one at home. Never been able to open a plaster properly. Snaya says that looks like a panty liner. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I thought it was an always pad or whatever.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm actually going to waste this because I have to. Because you guys are all thinking that I've got like enormous wounds.
Yeah, so it's just
that's the massive Leanne. That's to cover up my whole hand.
So what do? You put that
on. So let's say you've had a tattoo done or whatever.
Okay, so you put it over. And then do you pull off that other part?
It covers up your tattoo.
Oh, okay, I see.
You take off the border.
Oh, right, okay. So actually most of it is
just the border that looks enormous.
Okay, I got you. Sorry you had to waste.
No, trust me, these come in like a tiny little square. They come in all shapes and sizes.
Do you know what else?
But yeah, they're the most comfortable, the most waterproof.
Do you know what else is a stupid form of packaging? And again, these people need to be dragged out into the street and kicked to death for making packaging like this. The people who put scissors in that plastic packaging, and you can never cut the scissors out of the that thick, strong plastic, hard plastic packaging that they put in. What the hell is that all about?
And the worst is if you've needed to wrap a present for someone quickly in the car, so you've bought a pair of scissors and sticky tape.
Exactly.
And then you can't open
the scissors. Out. You know, there's batteries are another one. Someone brought up batteries just now. Those are also impossible to get out of the packaging. They say at the back.
And toothbrushes.
Toothbrushes, the worst.
Talk to me about this. Who's doing the plastic thing? For where price tags on clothes, right?
Yeah.
Who's doing that?
Yes.
Because how do I get that apart without destroying the tag
exactly.
or wherever you've put
another
it on?
Another one. That's right.
What are we up to here? Because I can't even get my scissors because those are in terrible packaging to cut. Man,
I'll tell you what.
Yes, Tracy brings up the packaging of muffins. You know those four, you get four muffins in a tray?
Yes.
Once you've split open that packaging and it tears so easily, you can never get the tray back in. So you've got to take those muffins out and either wrap them up or put them into Tupperware dishes.
Shouldn't be eating bread anyway, Tracy. So
yeah, that's a good point. Let's not forget, Simon says rightly, let's not forget about condoms. I mean,
too right.
How hard
yes,
is it?
Too right.
Oh my
too
god,
Simon. Are you kidding me right now?
Yes, I'm so with him. Those things are
an aeronautical engineer.
Those things are such a pain to open up. Like, I'm sorry. Oh. You know, usually you use your teeth and then you, because it never seems to.
It's not.
It doesn't open properly. You're exactly right. Yeah.
And it's also one of those situations where you might need one quickly or you're using one hand because the other hand's busy.
Yeah. Well, Robin says I've got four pairs of scissors. I've probably got about 10 lying around my house. Because every time I buy a pair of scissors...
I have one in every room. I make sure there's one nearby.
Every time I need a pair of scissors, I've got to use another pair of scissors to cut it out of the packaging. So eventually you end up with 100 of the things.
But you guys haven't fallen into the scam of buying left-hand scissors because I'm left-handed. So I have to specifically look for those. That's a scam. Oh. Don't do it as well. Like, nah.
Really?
It's really tough. Like
They cut just the same as right-handed scissors. I don't understand what the difference is. Like,
no, there's
it's
a big
scam.
Difference. No, like no difference. So my mom is right-handed, but she cuts with her left, and she's she used to be a really talented seamstress. And to cut on the lines, you needed to you need to be able to see where exactly you're cutting.
Yeah. And Michael says, yeah, it's not cool when you have to open a, or you have to have a pre-opened condom. No, you don't. No, you don't want one of those. And then Steph is saying, absolutely, MKT, I agree with you. T-shirt labels drive me nuts. Premium brands like ASICS and Nike have started printing the labels on the back. It's much better. Mm.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's much better. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
But Leanne and Leanne, you're not left-handed, are you?
No.
So you'd be safe. But what we could do is just go back to when, you know, there was a time not so long ago where if women could read and left-handed people, we just burn them at the stake. And then it saves us having to make like, you know, like mugs for them and scissors for them. We could just burn them at the stake early on. Boom. Mm, you're out.
Bring the population down. Fix your life, Bilalo.
7 billion is too much.
Mm. Fix your life.
Yeah.
Just fix your life.
Derek says, lol, it's like Karen Central this morning. Yeah, well, I mean.
It's a good day to complain, okay?
Today, by the way.
And also, go out and vote.
Yes.
No, go out and vote. If you believe in this country, yes, everything we're trying to build, I actually don't care about color, right? I just care about a rainbow nation, a South Africa. My grandkids can grow up and go and vote, guys. Yeah. Jobby Lani, C4, all of you guys, go and vote.
C4.
And if you don't vote, you can't complain. You just can't do it. I don't want to hear anything from you guys. If you did not vote, yes. I don't want to hear it.
Show me your ID. If you didn't have a stamp in it, if you don't have a mark on your thumb, then you're not allowed to complain. So listen.
Oh, I forgot about that stupid mark.
Yeah, you're going to have that put on today. So listen. Today you get to tell the politicians who's boss, only for another couple of hours, and then of course they take over for the next couple of years and fuck things up. But it is worth trying, and I do believe it's probably a good idea to go and vote today. I'm going to. I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow. We'll be back at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, bright and early. We've got lots of other good stuff for you to keep you company through the day on cliffcentral.com. And of course, download any of our podcasts, listen to any of our interviews. Maybe even change your mind by listening to one of the politicians on your way to the polls. And while you're standing in the queues, you can listen to a podcast. And you don't have to talk to people if you don't want to do that. If you do like to talk
to people. And the MKT show is live, by the way.
Yes.
We are live today. The MKT show, can catch us on Cliff Central Sport on YouTube. That's correct. 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
Remember to take your own pen, hey?
Mm-hmm. That's very important. They only told us.
There won't be pens.
Because of COVID, they you know, you can't use a pen that someone else has used. So take your own pen to the polls, and we will see you tomorrow. Have an excellent day. Cheers, everybody. Be good. And Karen it up today. All right. Karen it up. CliffCentral.com.